The Senate confirmation hearings for President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee have moved from the hand-waving stage to the dodging and weaving stage. On day one, Monday, Senators and nominee Amy Coney Barrett gave their opening statements. On day two, the process has moved to questions about Barrett's legal views. As expected, Barrett did not answer questions about how she might rule on controversial cases like abortion rights or Obamacare. In doing so, she invoked the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, whom she would replace on the court.
Now, Justice Ginsburg, with her characteristic pithiness, used this to describe how a nominee should comport herself at a hearing. No hints, no previews, no forecasts. That had been the practice of nominees before her, but everybody calls it the Ginsburg rule because she stated it so concisely, and it's been the practice of every nominee since.
That did not stop Democratic lawmakers from asking her about her opinions.
Bluntly, if our president and the majority are able to swing the court out of balance by replacing Justice Ginsburg by someone whose views may be significantly to the right, the health of a majority of Americans may well be in peril.
Democrat Chris Coons of Delaware pressed her on the Affordable Care Act, which will come before the Supreme Court a week after Election Day. Barrett says she's not looking for a way to take down Obamacare.
But I can promise you that that is not my view. It's not my approach to the law. I have no hostility to the ACA or any other law.
She insists she's independent and not swayed by politics.
I'm standing before the committee today saying that I have the integrity to act consistently with my oath and apply the law as the law, to approach the ACA and every other statute without bias, and I have not made any commitments or deals or anything like that. I'm not here on a mission to destroy the Affordable Care Act. I'm just here to apply the law and adhere to the rule of law.
Those assurances were not enough for the Democrats, such as Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. He says Trump and Republicans have put Barrett's integrity at issue through their statements, such as Trump's comments about needing a ninth justice to deal with a possible election challenge.
The president has said that he's putting you on the court as a ninth justice so you can decide the election. He's been very clear and transparent. And the American people are not dumb. They're watching and they're listening. And if you were to sit on this case, if it goes to the Supreme Court, the American people would lose faith and trust in the court itself. It would be a dagger at the heart of the court and our democracy if this election is decided by the court rather than the American voters.
Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar raised the heated issue of what Democrats call a rushed process to fill a court vacancy just weeks before the election. She was one of several Democrats who said this is not normal.
We should be doing something else right now. We shouldn't be doing this. We should be passing coronavirus relief like the House just did, which was a significant bill that would have been a big help. And I think people have to know that right now.
She pointed out that people have already cast votes in 40 states.
I think something like 9 million votes have been cast. Do you think it is faithful to our democratic principles to fill a Supreme Court vacancy this close to an election when people are still voting?
Senator Klobuchar, I think that is a question for the political branches.
Okay. That's your right to answer in that way.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to continue its hearing into the evening, with two more days of hearings to continue this week. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.